This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Dea is urging Senate Republicans to pass a bill that would codify protections for same-sex marriage into law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
O'Dea is one of several prominent Republicans who signed a letter supporting the Respect for Marriage Act. In a statement, O'Dea said he would not stand in the way of love. The bill is expected to come up for a vote in the Senate as early as next week, but currently it doesn't have enough Republican support to overcome the filibuster. Colorado Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have backed the bill as introduced. Negotiations over the bill are expected to continue this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some 700 Colorado railroad workers could be part of a national strike later this week if negotiations over a labor contract stall. Carl Smith with the SMART Union in Denver says his group is fighting for better working conditions.
Our members are tired. They're angry. They're upset. They've been treated poorly. They were told during the pandemic that they were essential. They had to come and keep the nation's supply chain open.
Freight rail companies say they're trying to avoid a strike. Amtrak has already canceled its Southwest Chief and California Zephyr passenger rail lines over the possible strike. It's now clear extreme heat wasn't the only reason Xcel Energy locked thousands of thermostats late last month. Its largest coal-fired power plant, the Comanche 3 power station in Pueblo, broke down. Holly Velasquez-Horvath is a company vice president.
Comanche 3 went down quickly, so we didn't have a lot of time to react, which is why there wasn't our ability to give notice.
The company took over thermostats for about 22,000 customers, all of whom enrolled in the company's AC Rewards program. It marked the first time Xcel adjusted devices without giving households the chance to opt out. This is CPR News and KRCC.